It's time for the PowerMizzou.com podcast with interviews and analysis of your Missouri Tigers. Now, here's your host, Gabe DeArmond.
Welcome back to another week of the PowerMizzou.com podcast. Been on break for a little bit, but we are back because, as tends to happen at the University of Missouri, there is some news. And we are going to talk about the athletic director search, what happens from here. And we're going to do that first with John Sundvold, who is now a curator or on the board of curators at the University of Missouri. And interest of full disclosure, sometimes in this business you're good and sometimes you're just lucky. I had actually asked John to do this on Monday before any of the last 3 days happened. And John, first of all, appreciate you sticking with it and going ahead and doing this after what happened yesterday. And I guess the first question I want to ask you is, when did you find out that Mac Rhodes was leaving, and what was kind of your reaction?
Gabe, first of all, good to be on your show, and yeah, probably should have done it Monday, then and we wouldn't have all these questions. No, excuse me, as a curator, I got a call yesterday morning, so obviously answer after Chancellor Foley found out. There's, you know, certain calls, and Mac Rhodes made certain calls to closer curators that he knew, and curator called me, and then Chancellor Foley called me, and so yeah, yesterday morning. Again after the meeting, and then the day played out like it did, and then you move forward.
Yeah. Did it catch you off guard? Or I wasn't surprised he left. I was surprised where he left for.
You know, Gabe, you've been in the business, as I have, in the sports world long enough. I don't know if I'm surprised ever by anything.
Yeah.
I'll say this. I like Mac Rhodes. I don't know him well enough to know what his feelings were in this world or in the business at Mizzou. I do know I got to talk to him. You know, he called yesterday and we visited. Like any search that goes on, some of these things happen last minute by search firms or schools. And I'm sure, you know, in the 48 hours when they contacted him, I mean, you go through a lot of things and thoughts and your wife, and you're trying to figure out, okay, what's the move for us here, there, what's better? And, you know, then you got to make the decision. Then you make your call that, mm-hmm. you know, and that search firm or university gives you 24 hours, or they give you 10 hours, or they give you 2 hours, and you got to make the call. And so, I don't know if anything ever surprises me. Baylor's a great university. Obviously, they've got some issues, had some issues. You go through issues. Mac will do fine. I mean, he was great at Houston. He's got good connections in Texas. It's the nature of the business. And it, unfortunately, maybe for us at Missouri, we had a guy 14 months. We weren't sure. You know, he never really got to lay his plan out that how good he could be or what could happen. You know, he went through the stuff last fall. You get through that, you hire a new football coach, you just hire a baseball coach, and then you're gone. So I'm sure it doesn't play out the way he wanted it to play out, but, you know, life doesn't do it that way. I mean, you get these chances or opportunities, and you either take them or you don't. And he probably would have had more regrets if he maybe didn't go to Baylor versus here. But, you know, we'll not know. We wish him well. But as a Missouri person and as a curator, you find that you move forward. You go try to find the next person that'll lead the athletics department.
Yeah, and as I said, originally asked you on Monday and want to talk about the curator and kind of what you do, how that came about, all that. But obviously there's a couple other things, and, you know, I've never really known your feelings, but you know that your name has come up a number of times in the last 15 years that a lot of fans want you to be the athletic director at the University of Missouri. So I got to ask you, number one, do you have any indication that you might be a candidate for this? And number two, if so, would you be interested?
You know, I'll be honest. Number one, I don't know who the candidates are. I've been asked by Chancellor Foley to help. Mm-hmm. And so that hasn't even started yet. So that hasn't happened. I do get a lot of texts, phone calls, Facebook messages, whatever those are, and I understand that. So, I mean, that's where I am. I haven't said, yes, I'll do it. I haven't said no, because I really haven't talked to anybody. So it's, I mean, I don't sit here and think that's what I'm doing. And the reason is I run a business,
right,
and I'm busy. So until I, either get in on the committee and we meet, or if Hank Foley and I sit down and discuss some things, to me, it's almost far-fetched to tell someone that, yeah, I'm doing it, or no, I'm not. I mean, it's, you know, I haven't in the past. I've been too busy to jump into those things. I understand what people from Missouri feel and think. I get it. And I don't disagree with them in certain areas. You know, from my point, I just, you try to feel your way through things. And as I told Chancellor Foley, hey, how can I help? And that was a quick phone call yesterday because he was busy calling all people at the university. So since that time, we haven't spoken. And sooner or later, he and I will probably sit down and chat about the direction that the athletic department needs to take. And again, my question to him will be, how can I help? How can I use some of my contacts, maybe outside of an initial search firm? How can I help with my contacts throughout the country that we can find the best person to lead our department? So that's where it stands.
And John, I just want to kind of give you my thoughts on what I've said. I think the qualifications need to be, whether I don't care whether it's a sitting Power Five athletic director or a dude that's running a McDonald's, where Missouri is right now, in my opinion, they need somebody who I'm not big on. Hey, they're never going to leave because nobody can promise you that. But you and I have talked, hey, being an alum should not be a qualification or a disqualification for a job. I don't think that matters. But I do think what Missouri needs is somebody like Barry Odom in the football coach situation who has an affinity for this university and who is willing to see it through the toughest times probably it's seen in my lifetime and willing to stick it out. You know, basically somebody who, whether they have ties or not, really has a commitment to this university. I mean, would you agree with that, that that's something Missouri has to identify in this search?
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree with you. I would think probably the perception outside of Missouri would tend to lean people not to look at it if you're not somehow associated, whether you either worked here or you were an alum or have some ties here, because you're going to read mostly negative stuff. The reality is, as I sit, and I've been here forever, it seems like, and I'm a Columbia resident, it's not as bad as it looks and thinks. Now, we have the Board of Curators, we have a lot of interim things going on. We have an interim chancellor and who's done a fabulous job, but his boss is an interim president. So all of these things kind of add up to going, boy, what a tough situation. And what we need is new leadership. We get that. I get that. So when you think about an athletic director coming in, someone with ties helps, someone known helps, someone whose people like and they trust helps. All those things, you kind of add those up, whether they're an athletic director or not at the time. Sometimes to me, leadership is leadership. You find quality people that can do things, that can lead other people. And there is a greatness to our school. There's a greatness really to what our athletic program has been and can be. It's not any different today than it was 3 days ago, just because that one guy left. Coaches are still here. Barry Odom's got a positive vibe going. He loves this university. Kim Anderson's got good things going. I mean, there's stuff that goes that I think anybody with ties would say, okay, can I step in and help? Can I be a part of something going forward? That again, it is the show me state. Those of us who've lived here, you go through it. I don't get much bothered by the negativity as much as, you know, it's our time to step up and show them. It's much like the fundraising that was announced yesterday, a record in a one-year period. That's a little bit of a show me state alumni attitude that, you know what, things might have looked horrendously bad. I call everything a bump in the road because I was in the sports business. B, I'm a business guy. You always have something. There was never a time as an athlete that it was perfect because you had a loss, you had a bad game, you had a bad practice. And what were you taught by your coach or your parents? You get back up, you go do it again. So we had a fall that was awful last year. We'll probably be reminded of it again when it comes up, the date. And you know what? You move forward. Mm-hmm. And I look at this next hire in the athletic department as you move forward. There's positive things. There's excitement around programs that we have that people will gravitate to. And most of us look forward to football starting and seeing what Barry Odom can bring because we like what he's saying so far.
Last one on this subject. You mentioned the interim president, the interim chancellor. Just from an administrative, like, point of view and a process, is there an order in which these three jobs, like, logically need to be filled? I mean, if I'm an athletic director and Missouri wants to interview me, my first question is, who's my boss? And I don't want to take the job without knowing. I mean, is there a logical way that, you know, do you have to have a president before you can have a chancellor, before you can have an AD or not?
Well, you don't have to, and we'll probably prove that. Because if you think about it, a president process is a long time. They started a way back, and we're hoping late October, November, December. I mean, that's the hope, okay? So that's a different kind of search. We do have a chancellor here that has a title interim. Maybe that interim title could come off, but, you know, that's somewhat of the president's call, and he's interim. You know, there is, I'll throw another wrench in you. We will have a new governor come this fall. And in January, 5 of the 9 curators will be off. So two will be officially done. There's 3 of us that were appointed. Mine is done in January of 2017. So that's 3 of us fully off. The 2 others will have to be approved by legislators in Jeff City. So in reality, a president's looking to say, okay, if the 9 curators hire me, but 5, there'll be 5 new ones. See, I'm just throwing another wrench in there. It doesn't bother me. Some people will listen and go, oh, my God, this is craziness. Well, no, it's sometimes life is crazy. So So the new president's going to have to trust what the board that's picking them that may not be there. And then that president will probably look at the chancellor, the interim chancellor, Hank Foley, and say, you know, I'm going to keep for a while, or I'm going to keep for good, unless Hank is already the chancellor, and gravitate down. We may have an athletic director before any of or all of that happens. So, it's much like, hey, Barry Odom or the new baseball coach, they were hired by their guy that's not there.
Right.
Who was hired by his guy that's not there? Who was hired by his guy not there? And the curators have changed. So, hey, we are Mizzou. We may not do it always the right way, but we'll get it figured out, and it'll be fine.
Yeah. Now, you said January 17th for your appointment. Is that a hard end? I mean, this is like a 6-7 month thing for you, or could that be, you know, the next guy asks you to do it again, and you continue on in that role?
Yeah, I can be asked again by the new governor. My appointment was stepping. I think I took David Stewart's position, who resigned from the board, and his was due up in January of 2017. So in order for me to stay, the new governor would have to ask, and then I'd have to be approved by the legislators.
Okay.
So that's, again, how I was asked in the first place, was Governor Nixon put it that way. And it was probably made it harder for me to say an immediate no. In the world I lived in initially, I mean, he said, here's what I need, and I need you for 6 or 7 months. That's what I need. And I simply looked at the governor, and he called me to his office, and, you know, you're sitting there in a big chair, and a governor asks you something, you say, well, I can help you. And he said, I don't care if the next governor appoints you, and that's up to him and you and the legislators, but I need your help for 7 months. So that's where I am, and I don't worry about the next governor or next appointment. It's not something I've ever thought of, but if, you know, when we get to that point, then you cross that bridge when it happens.
Yeah, this is going to sound probably like a very stupid question, but I get asked it a lot, and I don't know exactly how to answer it. Can you just define the role of the Board of Curators? I mean, obviously, you oversee pretty much everything, but as far as, do you make the decisions? Do you approve or deny decisions made below you? You know, how's that work exactly?
No, the 9 curators, constitutionally, in the Constitution of the University of Missouri, oversee the University of Missouri system. So our main role is to hire a president, to have a president who works under us. And that president then runs the 4 campuses. He's a system president. So you have 4 campuses, UMKC, Rolla, obviously Columbia, and then St. Louis. You have chancellors then who run those campuses. So the curators don't make those decisions of something going on campus. You know, there's a hierarchy to all this. The system president oversees everything. Mm-hmm. We oversee the president. If something happens, Does there have to be a change at that position? The president wants a relationship with the board because of his or her position that he may have to make a decision. He may come to the board to say, here's what I want to do, but I would like some either advice or I would like some commitment that if I make this decision, that you guys back me up on this. So curators don't jump into a lot of things. I have been called a lot or texted a lot from people who would assume I can help their parking spot at some event or things like that. No, it's a constitutional appointment, and it was always in the Constitution to say, hey, you guys overlook and oversee the university system.
Yeah, and it gets a little confusing because there have been times, again, we're talking to John Sundvold, as you are aware, John, that maybe at times some curators have made the role seem like a little bit more than that, getting involved in we might not approve this coach, things like that. I mean, the reaction from sports fans who I deal with when you were named is, oh, good, now we have a guy, and boy, we're not going to screw up the next basketball hire. I guess the point I'm trying to make, this isn't a position where, like, John Sundvold is now intimately involved in hiring the athletic director or the basketball coach.
No, I mean, you get an opportunity to see who they're hiring. You have to allow the hierarchy to work.
Right.
And sometimes there will always be a curator here or there that oversteps their bounds somewhere. I mean, it's just natural. You have people who are smart, people who are committed to helping things. But the reality is when you overstep your bounds, then you're causing other things to happen. And then you're giving the person that's in charge of that area reasons to not trust. So if, for instance, let's say the president of our system overstepped their bounds on the campus, and this is probably a more common thing that could happen or has happened in history since I've been here since 1979. A president of the system can overstep their bounds, especially in Columbia, because they feel like it's their campus. But the reality is, no, it's the chancellor's campus. Mm-hmm. And so in my history of being around Mizzou, that sometimes can be an issue, right? So, and really, that chancellor doesn't need to step in and think he's the athletic director when he already has an athletic director. That doesn't mean they don't get along. They don't converse, right, and they don't talk about the hiring, or an athletic director call a couple chancellors or a couple curators and say, here's what I'm thinking. Here's where I want to go with it. It's just because that you all work together. But everybody runs their departments. And if you don't allow someone to do what they do, now you've got problems. And that person must just as well not be there because you're not letting them do their job. And if an athletic director makes bad hires, well, then that's on their shoulders. And so there's, there are positions and places where people can overstep. And I've seen it done. And I think as curators, what you try to do is have clarity to where, how things should work, and clarity to what's defined by what we do in a Missouri system, where many people think, well, it's just the University of Missouri, one place. No, it's four campuses. And so that president needs to be, sometimes reminded because they're so close to the Columbia campus because they're right here normally.
Yeah. Last thing for you, and it's going to be pretty open-ended. As a Kansas Cityan and I believe a Royals fan, I'm sure you've heard Buddy Bell's infamous quote, never say it can't get worse. But your message to Missouri fans out there who kind of wake up every day thinking, oh, my God, what's going to happen today? I mean, your confidence level that, hey, this is going to get going in the right direction.
I say this, we are the show me state. There's always stuff. There's always stuff. I have never had a fear of making things great and thinking things will be great. So, you know what, if you're a Missouri fan, you understand that. We've been through enough. We've been through a lot. There will be more down the road, but there'll be great things that happen. And when they do, much like a Royals fan, even though it was 30 years between championships, we'll celebrate those and we'll have fun with it. So you hang in. You become part of the donating to make your school better, and then we all move forward and get through some stuff.
Yeah, well, John, I appreciate it, man. I know you're busy. You got a lot going on, and probably will now for a few months. So thanks for taking the time.
All right, Gabe. Have a great afternoon. Talk to you later.
You too. John Sundvold, current curator, former basketball player. honestly, probably for a certain age of fans, probably a guy that is maybe more associated with the University of Missouri in some different roles than just about anybody else, to be quite honest. I mean, as he said, he's been here since 1979. He lives in Columbia. He has a business. He's on the board of curators now. And the question, and I didn't expect an answer, and he didn't really give me one, but the one that had to be asked, all right, would you be interested in being a candidate for the director of athletics? And what John did not say is, if elected, I will not serve. He didn't say no. He didn't say yes, but he didn't say no. If he had no interest, he very easily could have said, that's not anything I want to do. So I'm not saying he has interest. I don't know. John hasn't told me any more than he just told me right there. You guys have heard everything I've heard. So I'm not trying to make him a candidate. As he said, there aren't candidates yet. This happened 24 hours ago. There is no way that there is any list of candidates or anything like that. Hank Foley hasn't called anybody, I don't think. So I think some boosters, some alums probably have made some calls. John mentioned he's heard from some people. You know, there are names out there like Whit Babcock, Mark Allnutt, Mario Mochia, who have ties to Missouri. I imagine they have heard from some fans, some boosters, things like that, maybe friends of theirs who are currently in the athletic department. But this is not a decision that's going to be made today. And John did a really good job of laying out, much better than I can, the difficulties with an interim president, an interim chancellor, five of the nine curators. If you're not a math major, that is a majority are up in January 17. So that's only 6 months away. I think this interim tag is going to be on Ren Baker for a little while. I think a minimum of 3 months. I think it could be 6 months. You know, I think it could be 2017. So it's going to be very interesting to see how long this takes and in what order they hire people. I mean, John seemed to think, hey, I think an athletic director might come first. You know, he didn't say that, but that's the way I heard his comments. And that's possible. I think ideally you would have the president first, then the chancellor, then the athletic director. I don't know if that is something that Missouri can afford to do. But again, we lined John up on Monday. A lot of people in his situation would have said, Gabe, I can't do it. I after what happened yesterday, I can't come on and do this. John did it. He handled it, you know, very well, gave insightful answers, I think was as honest as he can be at this point in time. And we certainly appreciate that out of him and thank him for coming on. All right, now we're going to talk to Dennis Dodd, who actually still is down at SEC Media Days in Hoover and was there yesterday. And Dennis, just want to ask you, first of all, what was the reaction in the building when news kind of spread that Mac Rhodes was gone?
Oh, it was like a 2x4 upside the head. I mean, you don't, you know, first of all, you didn't expect it, and certainly didn't expect it in the middle of media days. And I guess I was the first media member to talk to Barry Odom after we found out. He had known since Tuesday night, and he, you know, he handled it pretty well. I think he had his talking points together, and throughout the day as he made the rounds, that was the question of the day. He did pretty well, but it's certainly a surprise.
Yeah, that was my impression, was tough time and a weird way for Rhodes to go, but Barry, I thought, came out of it looking pretty good.
Yeah, he did. And as I said earlier today, I told someone, I said, think about it, he's really now the face of the university. You know, no interim chancellor, interim president, interim AD, you know, a guy who's never coached a game there is now the face of the university because he's, you know, he's in charge of the most important sport there is at Missouri right now. So it's interesting.
Yeah, Dennis has a story up on this on CBSSports.com. I want to read a couple quick sentences. Athletic directors move all the time, but they usually move up. Rhodes took a lesser job at a smaller school in a lesser league at a university embroiled in an epic moral scandal, and in some weird way, it made sense. Rhodes' move said more about the job he left behind than the one he took. And Dennis, I want to ask you, is this a statement about Missouri, or is it just more a statement of what Mac Rhodes thought about Missouri?
I think it's both. I think it says something that he was, I don't know what the word is, you know, that he felt like he couldn't get things done there in the proper manner. And, you know, whether he articulates it or not, there are reasons for that right now. You know, it's hard to raise money right now, which is what he's good at. They need to build a new football facility. There are issues on campus. They've got to get their arms around the the lingering effects of the protest, and you know, have people happy there again and equitable, and that group satisfied and what they represent. So I think that's what said. I think it was both.
Do you think, and I don't know if you've talked to any other ADs or administrators. I mean, I wasn't surprised Mac left Missouri. I was surprised he left for Baylor. Do you think that is I mean, is that a decision that you think maybe there are a number of other people who would look at the two and say, frankly, Missouri's in worse shape? Or was that more, do you think Mac Rhodes would be in the minority there?
That's what made it a national story. If he had left for another Power Five, say Colorado or Minnesota or something else, it would have been, well, okay, it's, you know, he can't get anything done, he's leaving. But it was like Baylor. Now he's, you know, he's leaving one grease fire, if you will, for another, a whole new set of problems. And that's what made it a national story. I don't think it would have been a national story had it not been Baylor.
Yeah, and Dennis, I know you're busy, so just one or two more real quick.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a Missouri alum. You follow this program. You follow this university. Just, and I'm not asking you to separate yourself from being a media member because it's a job and you can't, but the last 8 months here, it's almost like Missouri fans wake up every day and go, which direction am I getting hit from now?
Well, I've said it myself. When's it going to end? It's one thing after another, and it goes back to, you know, Mac coming into the job, and a month later, his head football coach is diagnosed with cancer, and it looks like he's going to have to resign after the season. And it just snowballs from there, different things, off-the-wall things, out-of-the-park things. You know, the softball thing is incredulous, incredible. So I've asked that myself. I said, you know, what else can happen now? Because they've got to get things settled down athletically, administratively, financially. They've got to get, you know, I think there are three interim curators, if I'm not mistaken, right now.
Five of them, you know, come off the books in January.
Five, okay.
Yeah.
All right, five. So,
yeah.
You know, that start with that. You know, get a permanent president and a permanent chancellor. They do. I agree. Someone told me this today. Missouri really has a good chance here to rebrand itself. I was on with Bernie Miklas in St. Louis. And I agreed with him. I said, they really have a chance to be what they want to be and rebrand themselves and come out of this looking better. But someone has to have that vision. I don't know who that is right now.
Yeah, last thing. I mean, we all know the names that have ties to Missouri. Mm-hmm. Mike Alden has a pretty wide athletic director tree. Is there somebody that, I mean, just, we know there aren't candidates yet, really. It happened yesterday. But your opinion, like somebody that jumps out to you?
You know, I'd hope Ren Baker gets a look. I think he's, you know, that was Max number two. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if being number two hurts him right now, but I think he's ready to be an AD somewhere. John Sunvold, who's been, you know, frankly ignored on the court as a basketball coach candidate and as an administrator. He's a very highly successful businessman, a curator. I think he deserves a serious look, and I think he'd take the job. So I guess my point is they will end up with someone good. I don't think this is, oh, who are they going to get? It's an SEC job at a land-grant university and the only school in the state, you know, FBS school in the state. So they will get someone good.
Yeah, well, Dennis, I appreciate you taking some time. I'll let you go chase Les Miles some more.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Have a good one, man. Dennis Dodd, CBS Sports. He does have a column up. It's been linked on our message board. It's on Twitter at Dennis Dodd, CBS. You can find it there. I retweeted it yesterday, I think. Dennis gets a bad rap from Missouri fans. He's been critical of Missouri at times, no question. But guess what? A, there Missouri has made it easy to be critical at times. B, that's his job. His job is not to be a cheerleader for Missouri simply because he went to Missouri. But he does follow it. You could hear him. Hey, where's the next punch coming from? He identifies with that mentality. So wanted to get Dennis's take for kind of a national take on this. I mean, you guys can listen to us, who we cover it every day. We can talk to John Sunvold, who's intimately involved in this. But Dennis has kind of the 30,000-foot view of what's going on, and I thought had some interesting things, both that he wrote last night and that he said right there. So, again, not a long conversation. Dennis is at SEC Media Days, and that is a rat race, and wanted to let him get back to that. But want to thank him. Want to thank John Sunvold. Hopefully this kind of catches everybody up to speed. What's gone on? What is going to go on? Where Missouri stands? And I don't know, folks, when it ends. It may be a while. But we will certainly keep up with it at PowerMizzou.com. Football season underway, really, because Media Days was yesterday, camp 3 weeks away. So we're going to be back on the podcast every single Thursday. And season opener, I don't know, 7-8 weeks away. So, hey, we've got something to talk about that is actually on the field coming up soon. And I, for one, am very happy about that. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.